Dr. Ken. Welcome you to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'll be on for the next 2 hours taking your calls coast to coast. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I've been in medicine for almost 30 years, practicing cardiologist, trained medical scientist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been practicing cardiology for almost 25 years in the same town right outside of Orlando, but I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I want to help you in easy-to-understand language get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor recently and they can't figure out what's going on, I'd love to help you get a diagnosis. If they presented options to you and you don't like what you're hearing, I'd like to present to you evidence-based options from both worlds, the traditional medical world, which I've been aggressively trained in, and also the alternative world where there's evidence to help. I'm a blended physician. I like to take the best of both worlds. Easy to talk to. I won't send you a bill. There's no paperwork. Wow, it sounds wonderful. And along the way, we'll bring you up to date on all the health news. You know, there's over 3,000 medical journals published each year. The FDA approves 500 drugs each year and 3,000 medical devices each year. It's enough information to push you over the edge. I review all this information, find the practical breakthroughs to improve the quality of your life, and I bring them up to date for you each week at this time. First thing I want to do is kick off the festivities with the medical breakthrough of the week. This week, the first product in America that uses human umbilical cord stem cells to treat disorders of the blood-forming system has been approved by the FDA. This is a major breakthrough. It's really some unique hope for certain blood cancers and related disorders. It's called HemaCord. It was approved for treating conditions, including certain blood cancers and disorders of the immune system. How this all works is the product contains blood-forming progenitor cells that, when infused into patients, they travel to the bone marrow. These are the earliest blood-forming cells, these progenitor cells. And then they then divide, they mature, and once the mature cells move into the bloodstream, they can help restore typical blood cell function and boost the immune system. An amazing breakthrough, but there are some warnings with this. There are potential reactions that can cause some havoc. So this needs to be used by people who are experienced with it, but it's new hope this week for people who have certain blood cancers and problems with the immune system. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 1-888-55-DRKEN. Let me give you a warning. Please don't wait till the end of the show. We routinely have open lines, which we do right now, but I promise you they won't last. And then by the time we get towards the end of our second hour, the lines are all filled up. I get angry emails. Why can't I get through? Get on right now, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-553-7536. If you'd like to see me on the web, I'd enjoy your company. DrKenShow.com, DrKenShow.com. The nice thing about this show is that you don't have to take notes because everything that we talk about will be up on the web. I'm going to get it all caught up this week. I promise there's a lot of information that I've been working on. Just pay attention during the week, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'd like to give out a shout-out to somebody who's very special to me, my office manager, right here near Orlando in our office, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. She's out on vacation in Las Vegas, and she's listening on 970 AM KNUU. I'd like to welcome Sandy. Hope she's doing well. And everyone else listening in Las Vegas, we're glad you're with us. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Would you like to hear from me now?
Not really. Why don't you take the day off?
Because it's one of those, it's an important thing that you and I share things together.
You're welcome to take it off. I want to just talk about the lessons that I've learned this week from Joe Paterno. I think this is so important that we talk about this. And I was just about to get into this, Doug, but let me just get into this. I just want to share with you, this is a very upsetting story. Most of you know about it, how seriously I know. I have known people, I've grown up with people from Penn State football, how seriously they take this. But what happened there is just horrendous. There was a great lesson for me in that whole experience. And the lesson for me is that a man or a woman can perform a lifelong list of great deeds, accomplishments, contributions, and donations, but an outstanding lifelong reputation can be abruptly destroyed when one is confronted with a single moral decision and the wrong choice is made. It can just ruin a life of wonderful giving. So when you have that one single moral decision, don't think that the rest of your life will make up for it if you make the wrong decision.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com. I apologize for being a moment or two or three or four late. You'd always do a good job whether I was here or not, Ken. I know that. Sometimes it's nice to have a little support. The Paterno thing, the medical side of this, the stuff that is more important then the controversy is what happens physically and psychologically to somebody that goes through what these young boys have gone through, how it affects them and girls, too, who have been through these sort of horrible experiences. It affects them for the rest of their lives. And I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. Once it's over, it's over in terms of it's done. The deed is done. You can't turn it around. It's not like you can send them to a doctor and fix what has happened in that circumstance. I think it's almost impossible, isn't it?
Most of these people, unfortunately, this will affect them the rest of their lives. Some people with aggressive psychotherapy can be helped, and they can start over. But this is a horrendous thing. It should have never happened. And anybody who is involved in anything like this just should not allow this to happen. It's horrendous. And again, I think that there's no other choice here. I realize Coach Paterno, what he's done his whole life. But again, you make one horrible error like this, you can't make up for it by all the other good things you've done.
888-553-7536. Here's an email from Angela, who wants to know, she's been hearing what she refers to as a commercial. It's actually a public service announcement, asking questions about how you approach your doctor. This lady lives in Los Angeles, and I happen to have just heard the spot that she was talking about on our Los Angeles affiliate, KFWB. It suggests that a lot of people ask a lot of questions about a lot of things, but they don't ask questions when they sit in a room with a doctor. They clam up, like they're afraid to ask, they're afraid to find out, they're full of fear. And what do you recommend from your point of view? Dr. Ken, as you can tell by listening to him, is very approachable. It's easy to talk to him, both on the air here and in his practice at Lake Cardiology in suburban Orlando. People love his manner, his personality, his way of thinking. So how do you get people to talk about diagnosis, misdiagnosis, the things that actually we hear from people every week about, Ken? How do you get your patients to relax?
Well, maybe we should talk about the brain freeze here.
Say again?
Maybe we should. One of the items I wanted to talk about on the front news this week is about brain freeze, what it is, what causes it. You know, it happened this week in the Republican debate with Governor from Texas.
Was that a TIA? A lot of people were saying
it wasn't a TIA. It was a brain freeze.
Brain F.
And this often happens to patients who are in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to discuss what it is, what causes it, and is it serious?
All right. That's a good way to, I mean, I think that answers, or may answer her question, because it is something everybody listening right now can identify with, especially if you don't really know the doctor. If you're new, you tend to listen and not ask. And the most important thing, no matter what, when it comes to your medical care, comes to your well-being, comes to your feeling your best, you know how you feel. He's not going to know, or she's not going to know how you feel. You got to tell him. And then I have this problem over here. Listen to some of the callers that are on this program today or have been here. Anybody who we really get to knows what they're feeling, and then they want to know why they're feeling that way. So, yeah, I mean, let's use that as an example, Ken.
Let me talk a little bit about brain freezes, and then I can specifically talk about what you can do in the doctor's office. But this week in the Republican debate, a very interesting thing happened to Governor Perry. He was trying to tick off the three areas of the government that he wants to close, and he came up with two. And on national television, he just couldn't state what he wanted to say. And I've been getting questions about this all week. What is a brain freeze? What causes it? Is it serious? And the way to understand this, Doug, is the part of the brain which stores our language and the part of the brain that forms and expresses language, they're separated. And when the connection does not work, we forget and get a brain freeze. It's normal for this to occur, rare to occasionally. Everybody's had this occasionally. But what happens is, as you get tired, as you get stressed out with mental stress, this will occur more often because it interferes. Mental stress and fatigue interfere with the connection between these two different portions of the brain. But when these brain freezes start occurring more frequently, that's when it's time for concern to get checked out, because it may be something more serious than just stress. And in the doctor's office, often the reason why you don't ask the questions that you want is because you get stressed out with some mental issues. Some doctors can be very intimidating. I try my hardest to get people relaxed. I have been told I'm fairly good at it, but it's a work in progress. It's a lifelong effort to try to do this, to help people get relaxed in the office. But it is intimidating for a lot of people. This is why it's good to bring a list of questions so that you don't forget. Bring some notes, the things you really want to ask the doctor. Bring along somebody who relaxes you, your spouse, a friend, your child, your parents, whoever it might be who you feel very comfortable with. Bring them along. I recommend trying not to bring small children. As much as anyone who knows me, I love kids, but don't bring the little infant to the, for example, the heart doctor's office, where they're going to have to be listening to little quiet sounds in your heart, because it's going to stress you out, it's going to stress the doctor out. So bring an adult who can sit quietly when it's needed, but somebody who very much relaxes you and can ask the questions in case you forget.
All right, question line here is 888-553-7536. This program is on the air every weekend live, and you can take advantage of Ken and his expertise and his bedside manner. All of those things are available to you right now. We'll get to some of your calls in a matter of moments. You're on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Terry. 888-553-7536. Don't forget Dr. Ken's blog at drkenshow.com, and we'll give you the details during the course of the program as to what the health newsletter has in store for you informationally and how to sign up for it. That's coming up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
It's 23 after the hour. You have called and we are listening. Actually, Dr. Ken will be listening as you ask your questions. Take us sort of a suggestion from what he said a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us. When you call, the response to that person who sent in the email about how doctors think with you, how it is that they listen to your question, and then they are waiting. They may not ask you, but they really are asking. They want you to ask them more questions. Any doctor who's worth his salt, Ken, wouldn't you say, is wanting a question or whatever the important questions.
Well, it's
have.
A tough life with the clock and the pressures of the doctors. It's a tough tightrope. Can I just say one thing? You know, this week was Veterans Day this past Friday.
Yes.
And I would like to just express my true gratitude to the vets. I was so lucky. Yesterday I spent the day with many World War II veterans. I had the honor of being with these folks, men and women from World War II, at a show in honor of them at my daughter's high school. And I'd like to thank all the veterans listening for their service and also all the parents of a veteran listening for your courage and kindness. Contribution. I just want to say thank you. I have learned so much medicine from the vets, and that's another reason why I'm so grateful. The Philadelphia, Durham, and San Francisco VA, where I had the honors of training as a physician.
What special medical problems do veterans coming back from theaters of war have, whether today or when you were being taught, when you were in the field working at these VA hospitals? There are certain things that seem to befall those who have served, especially, again, in the theater of war, that we might not encounter.
Well, something
normally.
You may not predict. During my training in the 1980s, I took care of mostly World War II vets, a few World War I vets, and the guys coming back and a few women coming back, you know, they would give them out cigarettes to relax.
Wow.
So the severity and extensiveness of coronary artery disease, in fact, artery disease throughout the body, was quite severe in the World War II population because it back in the 40s, you know, the government gave everybody cigarettes, and we really didn't know what we know today. There's some mental issues, there's skin issues, but just a ton of coronary disease.
Wow. That is the government in sort of concert or collusion with the big tobacco company.
Well, I don't know if it was. I think that they truly thought it was something to help them relax.
I've done some study on the types of the things that were given to those who were there, the types of cigarettes that were used and what they put in them.
But today
a way of
we
getting
certainly
the guys
don't give them out.
Hooked. No, heavens no. All right, here's Terry in Eugene, Oregon, on the line with Dr. Ken Kronheis. Hi, Terry. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Huh.
Terry
well,
going
you
know. Once.
Terry, right. 888-553-7536.
How about we go to Alexa?
There's James up next. Hi, James.
How are you?
Hi, James.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. I have a question that might be a little unusual, but I am really grieving for the victims in this Penn State
situation.
Yes, I want to know if there's any literature, because the psychological effects are pretty well known to most people. I'm wondering what the physical effects are on somebody lifelong who's a victim. In other words, their quality of life or their lifespan, and how it affects them and their ability to cope.
Are you talking mentally or physically?
Physically.
Well, you know, let's not get too graphic, but, you know, it depends how the frequency, the severity, the intensity of the attack, and this is what this is. This is brutal attack on kids for man on boy. And, you know, this is a big guy, and there probably could have been, and these kids need to be examined. What happened to the anal, rectal areas of these kids, and this needs some real good examination by a good GI doctor to figure it out. But I think the biggest problems here are mental or psychological. And Penn State, get out your checkbook because it's going to be huge.
Yeah, state of Pennsylvania is going to be paying a lot of civil lawsuits there. 888-553-7536. The question about Conrad Murray, we deal with the news here, and how this affects the average doctor who may have somebody that is influential, somebody who's a VIP, a politician, maybe somebody who's well-known that comes to him or her and says, I need special treatment. What does the doctor say?
In the medical world, to get a little bit backdoor, you know, us doctors, we call these VIP patients and people who are prominent. And some doctors love taking care of them. Some doctors hate taking care of them and won't, because these folks, and I mean this very politely, often think they're special and often put pressure on physicians to do things that we normally would not do, as Michael Jackson put pressure, we think, on Dr. Murray to give propofol, and Dr. Murray should have never, ever given propofol. Propofol is an anesthetic medicine that should only be used in the hospital when you can monitor directly the heart and you can be available to breathe to the patient, because it can very rapidly turn off the heart and the lungs. You would never, ever give this drug at home. It looks like shaving cream as it goes in the vein. And how Dr. Conrad Murray ever allowed himself to do this, no, I don't care how many hundreds of thousands of dollars he was getting paid. Doctors, myself, we get under a lot of pressure, but we have to know how to politely and happily say no.
First, do no harm is what you've sworn to. 888-553-7536. Back to more of
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's remind people again, this is the Good Day Weekend program. Medical expertise provided by Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's the medical expert of the Good Day program Monday through Friday. He presents his medical breakthroughs, the daily dose of important medical information, and then we have a lot of that for your information here over the weekend. And, of course, your calls at 2 solid hours of questions coming on the phone or through your email. Solutions to problems is what Ken is all about. And so we'll get to Alexa in St. Louis, who is here next. Go ahead, Alexa. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Hi, Alexa. How are you?
I'm well, I hope.
How are those Cardinals doing?
Hey, how about those Cardinals?
Oh, amazing.
I'm not a Cardinal fan, but that's okay.
How can we help?
Okay. I've been under a great deal of pressure, stress for the last, probably 6 months or so. And lately, I've noticed that I have what feels like my heartbeat in my throat, or in that area. And it's not all of the time. It's not constant, but there's an occasional, I say, like a stray heartbeat. I wonder if that's something that I need to be concerned with.
Alexa, let me just reassure you, you have not swallowed your heart. And what you're most likely sensing is what we call a palpitation. This is due to an irregularity of the heartbeat. You know, the heart has an electrical system. It has a spark at the top of it and then wiring, which brings the impulse from top to bottom so that the heart can, in an orderly manner, contract and relax. And sometimes there's some irregularities, some sparks along this pathway, and you get irregular extra beats at the bottom of the heart, very common, or at the top of the heart. And stress can do this, caffeine, excessive fatigue can do this, some stimulants, a thyroid that's too high, circulation problems to the heart can do this. There's a lot of reasons, even some heart valve abnormalities. You mentioned stress. I would do what you can to get the steam out of your ears. I would eliminate fatigue if you can. You know, us adults, we need 7 to 8 hours a night, teenagers much more. And I would eliminate the caffeine if you can, coffee, cola, tea, and chocolate. And it may not be a bad idea if you have any other risk factors for heart disease to talk to a doctor. High blood pressure, diabetes, excessive cholesterol, a family history of early heart disease, smoking, obesity, inactivity. Any of those ring a bell, Alexa?
Just the obesity, and I'm working on that now.
I would like you, probably the best thing, the magic bullet for you to help overall would be to get into an exercise program, help you with the weight, help you with the stress. But, you know, it might not be a bad idea if you, it sounds to me like you probably have not been in an aggressive aerobic and weightlifting program, which would help you immensely. It may be a good idea. Talk to the doctor. Make sure, get some peace of mind that it's nothing more than stress. Get the heart checked, and then you can put the pedal down very far and get into an aggressive program, okay?
And do you take any supplements like magnesium, Alexa?
No, just a multivitamin.
Yeah, wouldn't you think she would benefit from having magnesium in her system, Ken?
Well, I probably, but I'd have to know a little bit more about her kidney function, her diet, and exactly what it is that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be a little bit too shotgunny for me.
All right, Alexa, there's the info. Get started and good luck. 888-553-7536. I just listened to a program driving to the studio in Los Angeles where I am this morning. And the program featured a commercial for a stimulator for HGH, human growth hormone. And the announcer was saying losing weight is one of the benefits of having the proper amount of HGH. Would that be something this lady ought to get involved or think about? Or is that
I think that approach is still a little bit dicey. I'd like to see more evidence that that's safe before I'm going to start advocating it.
All right, so there you go. 888-553-7536. Gary, next with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you today?
Hey, Gary. What's going on in Oklahoma?
Oh, getting ready for a Veterans Day parade.
Oh, great. I had mine yesterday. I just feel so energized. You wouldn't believe how unbelievably these high school kids performed. I just felt so good all day.
Yep. They do ours every year on Saturday.
If you walked out of this show with a dry eye, you don't have a pulse in your body.
That's right. I agree with you.
All right, sir. So what can we do for you?
Okay, I was just diagnosed with scoliosis last Wednesday, and I don't know a lot about the disease. I don't know what causes it. I'm curious as to what could cause something like that.
And you didn't ask Gary. Here's the perfect example of what we were talking about before, Ken. Gary's asking you rather than asking the physician,
right,
which is not a bad thing for you to ask, Gary, here for clarification. But did you ask the doctor anything at all when he said, here's what your problem is?
All he was doing was taking x-rays for Social Security, and he didn't go into any kind of detail with me. He just told me I needed to find a physician immediately. I don't know exactly what kind of physician I could be looking for because my doctor had a stroke, and he's no longer in business.
Do you have a primary care doctor, an internist, or a family doctor who can coordinate your care, Gary?
Not right now, I don't.
Well, that would be a good first step. Scoliosis is a sideways curvature of the spine. It occurs most often during the growth spurt, just before puberty. Have you had this your whole life, or we just don't know?
This is the first I've known about it.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to get this going on for a couple of years now. I had a bad fall 15 years ago. I fell 35 foot, hit my head twice on the way down.
I mean, it can run
it,
in
it hurt.
It can run in family. It can be due to wear and tear, arthritis in the spine. It can be caused by having one leg longer than another. It can be caused by birth defects that affect the development of the spine. And usually it seems to me that you need to get a doctor who is a little more interested in following up with you and not just a snapshot one visit. And
right,
the best approach here would be to go to the orthopedic doctor, and they'll do some tests of your backbone. They may do an MRI. They may do a CT. They may do a bone scan. And they'll be able to characterize this a lot better, exactly what's going on. And based on the severity of the curvature or the curve pattern or the location of the curve, these are all issues that need to be clarified by probably some imaging. braces have been recommended of different sorts. When you have really severe cases, sometimes surgery is used, but hopefully you can avoid that. The chiropractors also get involved, the alternative medicine doctors. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic manipulation has been shown to be helpful, biofeedback, electrical stimulation of the muscles also. But before you even think about any treatment, Gary, get this well diagnosed and characterized to see how big a deal this really is, okay? And avoid the lifting for now until you get this evaluated.
Okay. I thank you very much, sir.
Let me ask you one more final question, Gary. Are you on Medicare? Are you over 65?
I've been trying to get my disability for the last couple of years.
But you're not 65.
Trying to get disability, so he was being evaluated.
They offered it to me 17 years ago.
Gary, why were you trying to get disability? On what basis?
Because of my back and the pain that I'm constantly in.
How old are you now?
I can't hardly stand. I can't sit that long.
Gary, how old are you?
48.
Oh, my. Okay, there you go. There's the explanation. Okay. Thank you for asking the questions, and good luck. Follow what Ken's advice is. 888-553-7536. Glenn, you're up next with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Can you all hear me all right?
Sure. What do you need, Glenn? What's up with you?
Well, I have Parkinson's, and I've had it since I was 49. I'm 64. I'm a Vietnam vet. They just approved Parkinson's part of Agent Orange. I also have a bulging disc in my back, and my C5, 6, and 7 is shrinking from a 12 down to a 4.
Is it C5 or L5? Would it be an L5, Ken? Are you talking about the discs in your back, sir?
You're talking about the neck, Glenn.
In your neck.
Anyway, the neurosurgeon from the VA says he's afraid to operate because I also have Kasalgia, which is stage 1 of RSD, and they're afraid that it could go into full-blown RSD.
You mean reflex sympathetic dystrophy you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these are complex regional pain syndromes.
Right, they change the right. So I don't know if I can even do any type of surgery. I'm concerned. I shuffle now, and I can walk maybe a half a block before I start freezing up.
So you've been on medicines already, the pain relievers, the antidepressants, the corticosteroids. Yes. You've been on all those?
Yes. Yeah, I've been on OxyContin and all that nonsense.
And you've had some physical therapy?
Oh, yes. I've had 36 ganglion blocks.
And they give. Have you used the TENS, the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulator?
They wanted to do that, but then for some reason, this was part of a workman's comp deal way back 13 years ago. And workman's comp first approved it, then I backed down,
Glenn,
and then...
Let me untangle this, because you've presented to me a very complicated situation, and you know that.
And, I know it.
And the good thing about it is that this is not life-threatening where we have to make a decision in 30 seconds or Glenn won't survive.
Correct.
And sometimes we have to make decisions like that. Fortunately, this one is not like that. And we can collect a lot of information so we can get to the right decision. Is there any way that you could get an opinion outside? It's nice that you went to the VA. You know, you've certainly given your service. You deserve good care at the VA. But is there any chance that you could get another opinion, a second opinion, independent of the VA, so you could have these working together?
Well, I've been on Medicare since I was 49.
Great. Why don't you get both an orthopedic surgeon and a neurosurgeon to look at you out there in a different town than the VA where you are, so the doctors, you know, don't get together at all and know each other.
Okay.
and get some other opinions on this. Bring whatever studies you've had done. I'm sure you've had imaging. Get copies of it. The VA should get you a CD of all of your images. Bring them to an orthopedic doctor, a neurosurgeon, outside of the town where your VA is, outside of the VA system, so they'll truly be independent. Get several opinions on this, and you'll begin to see a consensus develop, Glenn. That's the way to simplify what is very complicated for you. And just, you know, watch the, obviously, again, same advice, just watch the lifting, lead a boring life physically for a few weeks till you can get this looked at.
That's some pretty interesting advice and a good call. Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536. Looks like another good call coming from Wayne in Michigan, who's on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend. Wayne?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. It's about my wife. She was having trouble with her hip, and we went in and had an MRI, and then went in and had an X-ray. And they said she needs a hip replacement. The cartilage is gone. And I was just, they didn't say too much. All they said was, you can come in now or come in later. It's up to you, whatever.
Wayne, fortunately, this can be done usually rather well to put in a new hip. It's in the joint. You know, they turn you into the $6 million woman with new parts. And this should be considered. I have seen some of my patients who could barely get around now walking 18 holes in the golf course in one afternoon. The key is getting a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon, that is their favorite part of the body that they work on. They specialize there. They've done a ton of these. That's what you want to do, because there are some risks involved. You can have blood clots, infection, a fracture, a dislocation. You can break the device. You can have a change in the leg length that you're not happy with. So it's a complicated surgery, but done by an experienced orthopedic surgeon. I've seen miracles. People who you would thought their athletic career was over, they're walking 18 holes.
There also, though, is a warning. The same warning, Ken, goes to this as with bypass surgery. There are many more of them performed than are necessary. And you got to go to somebody that you can really trust, because these things are big money makers for doctors.
Go to a busy doctor who you have to wait for, who is just not, you know, who has plenty of work and will give you an honest opinion.
Yeah. You don't want to have it done if it doesn't need to be done. Sometimes it gets to a point, though, Ken, that there are drugs and supplements and things that aren't of use if you don't have them in your system and haven't had them in your system for a long time, right?
Yeah. And
you know, you hear the stuff about glucosamine and chondroitin and those other things that are good for cartilage, but you can't start taking them if things are all gone.
Correct. Those are good for mild, maybe up to moderate arthritis, but if it's so bad that she can't get around, mm-hmm. and it should be so bad at that point, that's when you're talking about the hip replacement. And also get the family doctor to get an opinion here, because they know your wife over a long period of time, hopefully, and they've seen the changes, and that's what you want to note, that there's really been a change in the ability to ambulate.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service and on your side here on Good Day Weekend.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the theme of the day, doctors and their listening, that seems to have been how this is whittled down, Ken.
What did you say?
The people of listening. Yeah. Thank you. It's 51. See, that's what I mean. 51 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's
the way to be in touch, the way to take charge of your own medical information is to find out more.
You don't have enough.
Doctors are, that's one of the things we were just talking about, doctors listening and you getting what you need from your visit to the doctor. It doesn't make any difference what the problem is. You need to ask the question, and that's what Ken and I would encourage you to do. So let's see, as far as question, special question from Sharon now, who's in Geneva, New York, up next on the weekend program. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, throughout my life I've had different chronic problems, ears, diabetic, and I've had a stent in my heart and stuff. And throughout the years and stuff, I would, you know, I had one great doctor, I had to move, and unfortunately I don't have him anymore, and he finally came to the conclusion that I know my own body, and he would respond to what I was telling him. But lately it seems like when I go into the doctor, it's almost like she's frustrated with me, like she can't believe this stuff is going on. And then, for example, I always had back pain, and I kept telling her about the back pain, and because of my diabetes, she chalked it up as, you know, neuropathy or whatever from the diabetes. And about after a year of me still complaining about it, she finally said, let's do back x-rays, and found out I had a compressed disc in my back.
Sharon, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you not to get personal, but are you single or married?
I'm single.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've dated some guys in the past?
Yes.
Did you like everyone you dated?
No. I see what you're getting at.
A doctor's no different. And I don't care what the sex of the doctor is, the age, the background. And, you know, you have to enter the best thing to do for someone like yourself, because, as you mentioned, I was listening very carefully. You did have a doctor you liked who was compatible with your personality. And now the one you have, you know, the obvious thing is that you need to find somebody else. And don't be embarrassed or uneasy about calling the receptionist at the office, a new office, and saying, can I just have somewhere between 5 to 15 minutes with the doctor just to interview them, to get to know them before I become an established patient? That's the jargon. I want to interview the doctor before I become an established patient. They'll know what you're asking, and you'll be able to then interview them, and quickly, Sharon, trust me, I can tell I have patients just like you. You will quickly know in 5 to 15 minutes whether this is the doctor for you.
And that sounds like excellent advice. All right, Sharon, try that and see what happens and let us know. 888-553-7536. Gary will move west to Wisconsin for your call. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. I get up at 6 every morning to listen to you guys on the weekend. Great show.
Thanks, Gary. We're glad you're here.
Hey, I had a heart attack about 7 months ago, and I actually called you guys and kind of asked you about the robotic surgery. I had it done, and I'm watching everything I eat really well. The last time I went to the doctor, my LDL was 39, my HDL was 31, my total was 89, no triglycerides and everything else. But they've got me on a statin, and...
Well, hold on just a second. Excuse me for a second. Yeah. That's a dangerous number, isn't it, Ken? You do need cholesterol in your system. Isn't that a really low number?
Well, you know, that's a big controversy in medicine. Can it be too low? There's some theoretical issues about it may increase the risk of cancer. Certainly you need some cholesterol to make the cell wall and for your sex hormones, but your cholesterol is not zero, and this is the balancing act. It just depends how severe things are. Gary, obviously to get those kinds of numbers, you're on a statin drug. What are you on, Crestor?
No, I'm on simvastatin.
You're on simvastatin. Okay, that's generic Zocor. And hopefully you're not on more than 40 milligrams?
Well, you know, they started me out on 80. And I read an article in the USA Today.
The FDA has recommended that we not increase anybody. About a month ago, they recommended that we not increase anybody above 40 milligrams. If you're already on 80, they said it's okay. But if you have significant coronary disease, and I've got the clock going down my back, it's a problem that's not going to go away even after the bypass surgery. The best thing you have to limit the inflammation and lower the bad cholesterol and to fight back and to get the plaque down, you can get plaque reversal LDL under 60 only with a statin.
There you go, sir. More of Dr. Ken coming right up here.